Greetings to our radio listeners. It's a grand thing to be alive, and it's even grander to know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, for that assures us of eternal life. We present the gospel message especially for the benefit of those who are not saved. We ask you to listen carefully and prayerfully as we seek to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Welcome Death While We're Speaking.
Ago, a revival broke out amongst the students at Princeton University under the leadership of Jonathan Edwards. Many of the students were convicted of their need of Christ, and many received the Savior and were truly born again. But among them was a student who sneered at the work that God was doing in the hearts of his fellow students. He called them emotional fools, for he had no time for God. He wanted to live an independent life. One night, while he was alone in his room, he walked over to the open window, looked up into the heavens, and said, "Goodbye, God, goodbye. Now if you will leave me alone, I will leave you alone, and that will settle the whole matter for the both of us." This proved that he was under conviction, but he declared his independence. Some years later, on the 11th of July, 1804, that same man shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a pistol duel at Weehawken, New Jersey. Yes, he was Aaron Burr, whose life's history contains a series of mistakes, the greatest of which was, no doubt, his Declaration of Independence at Princeton University that fateful night. He is a fool who reasons that he can get along better without God. There are very few who are bold enough to address God in such a reckless manner as did Aaron Burr, but there are many who have said goodbye to God in a less defiant manner and have tried to paddle their own canoe. A very high percentage of this world's ills and sorrows can be traced to the attitude that men have toward God. Men have plenty of room for business and for pleasure, but the Son of God who came to seek and to save the lost is not in all their thinking. The wise men of the Old Testament penned these important words, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." In the past few weeks we have been hearing quite a great deal about the alarming destruction and crime that is being committed by the youth, especially in the larger cities. Some of the law enforcement officers are leaving us under the impression that they do not know how to handle the situation, and it seems quite evident that the condition may become worse instead of better. If we raise the question, where did this trouble begin? There are a number of answers. I call your attention to one. Not too many years ago, some of our newspapers carried the news that parents who claimed to be infidels demanded that the Bible should not be read to their children in the public schools. In some cases, this led to court proceedings, and in most cases, the infidels won the case. Such decisions did not appear to have any immediate ill results. But a few years have passed and statistics have revealed that the youth who are being arrested for destruction of property, crime, and immorality are nearly all from homes where the Word of God has been cast to the winds. How unfortunate is the child who is born in a home where the Word of God is ignored. To be born of heathen parents could not be less fortunate. I thank God for every member of every school board who will encourage the daily reading of the Scriptures. I thank God for every teacher who fears God and who teaches a reverence for the Scriptures and who reads a portion of the Bible every day. The extent to which this is done will be the extent in which our youth will have respect for God and for right as they grow up into maturity. What should we expect from an infidel son or daughter? If he or she is a mere animal, why should they behave better than animals? Why should they refrain from crime? There is no reason. Under such devilish influence, what's wrong with murder? After all, you have done your victim a favor by putting him to rest. What's wrong with suicide? It is fast becoming a sign of intelligence. All such reasoning can easily be entertained where the Word of God is ignored. Should we expect anything but lawlessness and crime to issue from such training, or maybe I should say lack of training? I am not at all surprised that juvenile crime is rampant. I am surprised that it is not greater in view of the ungodly homes in our country. Thank God for the few who have been raised to respect God, who have been under the restraining influence of God's precious Word. Such need not follow the course of Aaron Burr. My young radio listener, will you listen to the Word of God? Listen to this text, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." The devil says, all young people must sow their wild oats, then later on settle down and think more seriously. My text does not read, "Remember thy Creator when you get older." No, "in the days of thy youth." It's a delightful thing to meet the youth who believe this text. The person who does not care to follow the usual course of making shipwreck early in years. There are thousands who are past the youth age, who now look back and cry, "Oh, what a fool I have been. I wish I could live the days of my youth over again. I made decisions without even asking my Creator. I thought I was having a good time, but I realize now how foolish I was to think that I could ignore God and plan my life all by myself. I saw other wrecked lives, but I boastfully said, "That can't happen to me," but it did. Young lady, young man, do you want some insurance against a wrecked life? You may have it. Read your Bible and obey its precepts, and you will never, never regret it. You may have to step out of the crowd, for the crowd is not interested in avoiding a wrecked life. In these days, while the trend is in the other direction, it may cost you a few sneers and jeers to announce your objections to being carried away in the ungodly current, but you will reap a rich harvest in the days to come. If you will not give heed to God's word, nor accept His free salvation, you are in effect saying what that foolish young Princeton student said, "Goodbye, God, goodbye. Now if you will leave me alone, I will leave you alone, and that will settle the whole matter for the both of us." One of these days, you're not going to be quite as bold as you are today. You're going to look back over your life, and you're going to be able to say, "I have been a fool." And maybe the greatest mistake that you shall ever recognize will be this: when the Lord Jesus died for me on Calvary's cross and offered me a free and a full salvation, I wouldn't receive it. I turned a deaf ear to His loving entreaty. I trust you'll be a wise person, and you will face this issue. While God is saving others around you, you will say, "I want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, so that I may have an insurance against a wrecked life." May God bless His word. May He speak to your heart as you hear these words ringing in your ears, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth."
Just now.